As we get closer to Rosh Chodesh, to Rosh Hashanah and to Yom Kippur, we'll try to spend a little more time. How does this work? I don't know if we can get up with this congregation for me. Try to spend a little more time discussing tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, a very famous line in the Rambam. Kol mitzvah shebatara, bein esei, bein lo tasei. Im aver adam al achas mehen, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, kishi yase tshuva. Very famous language in the Rambam. Those of you who are possibly reading Alach Tshuva, as I recommended it, may have encountered it. Very famous question, Minchas Chinuch, Parshas Nasa. Our hero from today's Dalet al Dalet Shir. Is there actually a mitzvah to perform Tshuva? Typically, the Rambam, in his initial statements, lists the mitzvah in very forward terms. Chayev Adam, Laniach, Lechol, Basukah, Lito, Lula. The Rambam never writes Chayev Adam, Lasos Tshuva. In fact, I don't have the introduction here, but the introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, what's called the Koteres, he also has a very vague language. You know, when you learn the Rambam, there's Sfarim that you may not be aware of. You look at the Sefer HaMitzvot, you obviously look at the Parashat Mishnayos, as we did today. You learn the Rambam's statement proper. You also look at the Koteres. In the introduction to each section, he lists the mitzvahs that will appear in that section. But as opposed to just a generic list, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, he also articulates it in shorthand. And there's also a Sefer HaMitzvot HaKatzar. There's also a shortened, abbreviated version of Sefer HaMitzvot. So there's a lot to see in the Rambam. I think the language in the Koter is Chayv Lisvados Kishi Yashuv. Chayv Lisvados, Mitzvah Lisvados. Right, he talks about Vidoi, not Tshuva. So a very famous question. It's a big debate amongst the Rishonim whether the Rambam really counts Tshuva as a mitzvah. After all, there is no pasuk in the Torah that articulates a mitzvah to do tshuva. Where does the Torah say to do tshuva? So the Ramban says in Parshas Nitzavim, "Veshavta et Hashem Elokecha." There's a command, "Veshavta," right? "Ukshartam leos el yodecha ve'yulu tatafos bein einecha." Mitzvahs are normally commanded in very clear grammatical script, and that script seems to be missing from most of the pasukim that talk about the importance of tshuva, the beauty of tshuva. But some mitzvah that comes out and says, this is the closest, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam interprets that totally different. I'll discuss it with you, Mirat Hashem, at my house during Shabbos Tshuva. We're having a nice big tish. We'll re-sing all the songs that you'll learn next week. We'll talk about a very important Rambam. But the Ramban interprets Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah to perform Tshuva. But many people believe that the Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon, did not list it as a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah of Tshuva? Whether the Rambam says it or not, whether he agrees that there is a mitzvah and not a mitzvah, it's clear that there's some phenomena here that's larger than the Rambam that obscures the classic syntax that typically instructs a mitzvah. Whether the Rambam agrees, disagrees, it's a big debate, but the Rambam feels a mitzvah is to perform vidur. If you choose tshuva, do it this fashion. But there may not be a mitzvah to perform tshuva. Ezra.
Can we say there's somehow connected, or one is inherently a prerequisite.
Right, but why not just determine the mitzvah as tshuva? Why not just call the overall arching experience as tshuva, and then describe the subset? Many halachas have subsets. They're all lattices and networks. Where's the mitzvah? So the answer is as follows. Some experiences in Yiddishkeit are so fundamental that they resist narrowing classification as a mitzvah. Imagine the 613 mitzvahs, the 613 cells of a beehive. Those cells are isolated. Obviously, missing one cell, the entire beehive is structurally deficient. But they're different cells. So imagine Shatnez and Lulav. There's nothing, no relationship between the cell of Shatnez and the cell of Lulav, other than they compose the same structure, and other than ultimately, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not cellularized, but it's integrated. So in some way beyond our comprehension, Lulav and Shatnez really do have a connection, but at least on an experiential basis, for me, you, and all the other human beings, they seem to present as two totally separate mitzvahs, no interface, perhaps some common overlapping logic, but two separate cells. There are some parts of Avodas Hashem that are so fundamental, so foundational, so seminal, that they resist that classification. They're meta-mitzvahs, they're the foundation of our whole belief system. For example, Rav Haigon believed there's no mitzvah to believe in Hashem. How could that be? Because believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too fundamental to be a mitzvah. Tefillin's a mitzvah. Matzah's a mitzvah. Lulav's a mitzvah. Building a fence on your roof is a mitzvah. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a foundation. It's a meta mitzvah. It's too important. Famous statement of the Gonim in the beginning of Parshas Yisro. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Kodim Tekablu Malchuzai, V'charkach Tekablu Gzerasai. First, accept me, my authority, my presence, my belief system, then I'll distribute mitzvahs. Without the belief system, the mitzvahs are hollow. Talmud Torah. Everyone says Talmud Torah obviously is a mitzvah, but the Torah doesn't. There is no outright mitzvah in the Torah to study Torah. There is. It's concealed. It's veiled. Vishin antam levonecha. If you don't study, you can't teach, and you have to learn. But why doesn't the Torah just come out and say it? The same way Yeshua does, like Moshe Mipicha, Pizarcha, Pizarzarcha, Parak Aleph, the first parak of Tehillim. In the same way that David does in the first parak of Ksuvim, Neviim, Ksuvim, Tehillim, Parak Aleph, Vitaraso, Yehege, Yomam, Velayla, the same lashon as Yeshua. Why doesn't the Torah say that? Because it's about Yomam, Velayla. Ask any yeshiva bachar who doesn't know his Tanakh. What does it say about Yisra Bar Yom? Oh, Parsha Shlach. It's in Yeshua. Why is it in Parsha Shlach? Or Vayera, or wherever. So the answer is more or less the same. It's a little different, because with Talmud Torah there is a formal mitzvah, as opposed to Emunah according to the Ka'onim. Most Rishonim feel there is a mitzvah to believe, but you're talking about experiences that are so pivotal that to refer to them as a mitzvah would shrink their magnitude and shrink their relevance. So the Torah doesn't really tell you to stuff. Why else? And in fact, that pasuk of Shenatan Levanacha appears in a very, very interesting context, in a section of Shema dedicated to theology. There are two sections of Shema. Actually, there are three, but the two primary sections, Shema and Vahayim Shema. Shema is in Veschanan, Vahayim Shema is in Ekev. The first section talks about theology. Hashem Echad, Abbas Hashem. The second section talks about mitzvahs. V'hayim shema tishmuel mitzvasai asher anochi. Where would you expect the pasuk to study Torah to appear? The mitzvah section. It's a mitzvah. And yet the Rambam based on the Pesukim place it in the theology section. Avas Hashem, Yidias Hashem, Achdus Hashem, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. As the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Kriya Shema. The first parak is a theological section because it contains Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, Avas Hashem, Biavdas Hashem Elokecha. Listen to the Rambam's language. V'talmudo, studying Torah. The Rambam uses this language twice in the entire Yad Chazaka. V'talmudo, Shehu, Ha'ikara Gadol, Shehakol Talibo. He employs that language only one other time in Yisrael De'at Torah about the Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Ha'ikara Gadol, Shehakol Talibo. Because if that's studying Torah, your whole... Whose mitzvahs are you performing? Who is Hashem? Who are you davening? That's our interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ha'ikar gadol. So Torah is not a mitzvah. Torah is a theological prerogative, theological tenet, theological prerequisite. So again, with Torah, it's a little different because it's actually a mitzvah. I think the same, and the Rav talked about this more or less in idolatry. Most of this is elaborations on the Rav. Tshuva is not an experience we perform once a year, improvement. Remember what I talked about yesterday? Nish Tzuzayin Abesar Yid, Mer Tzuzayin and Under Yid, and we talked about yesterday Tzuzayin Afriyadikar Yid, Chadish Yemeinu Kikedem. Afriyadikar means early or innocent. It's not just improvement. Tshuva is freedom of choice, Bechira Chavshis. The only creature to be empowered with freedom of choice, with will, with conscience, is a human being. And we employ that freedom of choice every minute we live. And hopefully we employ it as the baseline of our decision to live the proper life and to live a life of encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tshuva is one application of that. Tshuva is one manifestation of that. It's a very bold manifestation. It's probably the most difficult manifestation because you're not choosing whom to marry or where to live or which profession or what to eat or when to sleep or who to learn with. You're choosing who you are. So you're both the chooser and the choosee. You're both the author and the canvas. You're looking at yourself and you're trying to paint that masterpiece, and it's a hard process because you're not accustomed to it. We've been trained to be externalists, and Shiva is about being an internalist. We look at our world and we project our vision and our intellect and our emotions outward about the people we meet, the experiences that we encounter. Now that you're achieving identity, how soon can you project some of that inwardly? When I test boys for yeshiva, so one of the things I'm looking for, obviously there's a range of factors and a range of issues, but one of the aspects I'm looking for, and again, doesn't have to possess it, it's a quotient, you can have a high dosage of other factors and a lower dosage of this factor and still be accepted to the yeshiva, but it's a range of factors. One of the things I'm really interested in is emotional self-awareness. how much of that process of projecting inward is taking place. Or it's just projecting outward, and then when asking about themselves, there's very little to say. So this is maybe not the best yeshiva for people that aren't communicative, emotionally aware. Maybe they need a different type of a framework. But for emotionally aware people, there's so much here that, so much discourse and conversation and ideas that should stimulate that process of identity building. That's what makes tshuva so difficult. But tshuva is not a mitzvah. Tshuva is an implementation and an application of Bechir Chavshus, which is the baseline of human identity, which is what makes us shine as human beings. This is what creates our unique quality, our unique features, as uniquely gifted as Bechir Chavshus creatures. And these next 2.5 weeks, we'll have the opportunity to employ it and to implement it in ways that are audacious. Tshuva is an audacious step to recreate whom you are. So ironically, it's by concealing the mitzvah, by avoiding referring to it as a mitzvah, that tshuva gathers and aggregates its true luster, because it's a foundation, it's a meta-mitzvah. That's why the Rambam doesn't cite it as a mitzvah, but to a degree, that's why the Torah doesn't. To say that a mitzvah to do tshuva would be shrinking it into a narrow little square, a narrow little cell, and it isn't. It's a day-to-day, minute-by-minute decision. Not to get caught in your past, but to regenerate yourself and to make the proper decisions, whether it's Bechir Chavshus in general, tshuva. I told you, I think it's at the stage now where at least once a week, once every 2 weeks, I should be thinking about how successful am I leading my life. That's a crucial checks and balances in the mechanics and methodology. If you're able to check yourself and question and scrutinize and probe, how am I performing, where can I improve? Not every day, that's a little too intense and erotic. Every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, where am I headed? It's a crucial gift in life. That will be a corrective that will allow you to make significant change throughout your life. Okay, so we'll talk a lot about tshuva the next couple of weeks. Before every shiur, like 5-10 minutes.